Paddy Gribben, you're part of this new breed setup. You're county champions for the second year in a row in your anniversary season. Does it get any better?
I genuinely don't think it does, Mal. It's just, you know, a couple of years ago we were hoping that we would get one or we would get over the line in the semi-final and experience the final. To do that last year and then to come back, and the way the championship started against Dungiven, were fairly well written off in a few quarters, but there's serious belief in them boys, and the management team, Gary and Kevin, are just kept everything very, very simple and showed the other day whenever there's a couple of times and backs against the wall, and to, as you say, to do it in their centenary year, to do back-to-back for only the second time in 100 years in the club, it is just an amazing feeling. It's really pinch yourself moment.
The Dungiven game was a game you never really looked like winning, but what did the next few days look like? Because I would imagine Hurt was high up there.
It was, and do you know what? It's sort of testament to the character of the team. We actually called a collective gym session the following Tuesday or Wednesday night. I think there were something like maybe 35 men turned up to virtually the entire squad turned up in our club gym, and they just went to work. And that just epitomised that grip and the attitude that they have. So we kind of knew at that stage, you know, we're not all gone. And Dungiven, and credit to them, they were absolutely fantastic that day. But it maybe gave us a wee bit of a shake, but at the same time, the belief that the fellas had, they just knuckled down and they just worked and they just went game by game, and we're here now, and it's just a brilliant, brilliant feeling. It's unbelievable.
To have came last year against the All-Ireland champions and play like he's belonged, like he's there all the time, to come today in a final and score 117 and what was a belter of a game to the neutral, I'm not sure if you were able to appreciate it, but to do that 2 years in a row says an awful lot about everybody who come in the road on that bus, I suppose.
It does, and it says, like, we're very, everybody knows that we're a very small community, but we're very tight-knit, and there's huge work goes on underage the whole way through, and that's just not a group of fellas that have appeared out of nowhere. That's, you know, 15, 20 years of work. You know, I had Nathan Rocks and Peter McGrogan. I don't want to leave anybody out, but the boys had won under 14 championship like nearly 20 years ago.
2007.
2007, and there's still a few boys knocking about, and then it's just sort of a wee conveyor belt, and boys going along and going along. And as you say, we did turn up last year, and it wasn't, we just thought, like, we got to perform. We don't want to come here and let ourselves down, let the group down or the community down. And
they really did. You looked like you belonged last year.
Yeah, and it was.
In a first final.
And I found that probably at the time hard enough to understand, just that these boys, but it's kind of, it's not a cockiness or anything like that. It's just to have a really, really inner, strong inner steel about them. And then it showed the other day, it showed last year. And they never panicked, even whenever Claude back in from, was it 5 or 6 points at one stage? And a lot of teams maybe would have wavered a wee bit at that point, because like Shane Havern was just shooting the lights out. He's an unbelievable player. And for our boys just to come, they just stayed calm and they knuckled down and they just went about their business and they just take game by game. And I think that's a big testament to them, that they look at a game as it is and they just play what's in front of them and they go at it. And we just came out the right side of it today, and it's just a brilliant, brilliant occasion for everybody.
Like last year, Shane McAteer was injured, Paddy McGrogan was injured, Eamon Young was too young.
Yeah.
Cahir McBride was too young.
Yeah,
if anything, he's came back with a stronger squad this year, albeit 1 year on.
Yeah, and like Cahir,
I may be missing somebody out there, but
yeah, no, that's like Shea came back from a cruciate, tore his hamstring in the semi-final last year, missed the final. We know Paddy did his cruciate, came back this year, but the impact that them boys had last year was unbelievable. We knew Eamon and Cahir were coming, and Cahir's probably been the bolter. We knew he was good in the club, but I don't think anybody or too many people outside the club would have thought Cahir McBride will be one of the first men off the bench. And like, he's a colossus of a player for 18 years of age, whatever he is, and still in school. He kind of epitomises that sort of attitude, is just get on with it, play what's in front of you and see where you go. And that really did strengthen the squad, and it made boys sort of up the game a wee bit. We had a really good squad, really good panel. Subs to come in made a difference, and there was no slacking off. We knew the men coming in were just going to replace and just keep going. Like Paddy McMullen came off county under 20 vice captain, and there was no questioning. It's cramped up, we need somebody else in, and in they went and just keep going. And but it's just a brilliant, brilliant occasion. You see all the wee ones, all the community, you know, it just means so much to everybody. And you know, I don't know whether it's too cocky to say we belong there, but we're here now, and we've done it 2 in a row, and that can never be taken away. And to do it for the second time in our 100 year history, we have a gala dinner now in the middle of November, and God knows when it starts, when it'll end.
The 13 days time you'll be here playing Dunloy, you'll not worry about that now, but
no.
The next couple of days around Newbridge, there must be a net. You'll be looking forward to, is it an immense level of satisfaction, joy. What is it you're looking forward to?
It's just a joy. It's just like we'll know we'll head down the road and all them wee ones will be flying about. We had a coffee morning yesterday morning, all the wee ones singing a song for all the players. It just means so much.